那么今天的讲题是我们保持合一。
The topic of today's preaching is United We Stand.
啊，请马弟兄上来分享。
And we'll invite Brother Mark.
Good morning. Can everyone hear me?
早上好，大家都能听见我吗？
So, I hope that what we talk about tomorrow kind of will serve, today will kind of serve as a wake up call for everyone.
希望今天的信息可以成为一个让大家警醒的一个讯息。
Some of this is not going to be pleasant, for that I apologize, but there's really no way to avoid it.
所以今天所讲的信息可能不是那么的顺耳，所以大家也是但是这个话题是不可避免的。
So what I want to talk about is the fact that there is a spiritual war going on right now.
今天我要讲的是现在我们正在属灵的一个征战当中。
And what do we do about it?
我们应该为此做些什么呢？
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
以弗所书说到，因为我们并不是属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Throughout everything that we look at this morning, we need to constantly remember that this struggle is not against other people.
通过今天的信息我们要了解知道的是这个征战不是这里所说的征战并不是我们与人的征战。
But it's a spiritual struggle against the forces of evil.
这是属灵的征战是与恶魔的征战。
This is a war against the devil.
是这个世界要和我们和恶魔之间的征战。
So, last summer, the United States Supreme Court forced gay marriage to be legal in every part of the United States.
去年夏天，美国最高法院判决同性婚姻在全美合法。
Let's look at some of the news that's occurred since then.
我们来看一看这之后又发生了一些什么。
So, this happened about a month and a half, 2 months ago.The United States government gave instructions to every single public school in the United States.
大概是在一个月或者是两个月之前，美国联邦政府出台了对学校新的一个规定。
All schools are to recognize every child's gender identity. Doesn't matter whether biologically they're a boy or a girl.
学校要按照学生他们自己认定的性别认同来对待他们，无论他们的学校的记录或者是身份文件显示的是如何。
No more dividing things by boy or girl.
在男生和女生之间没有什么障碍。
Some people have called these the bathroom wars.
所以有些人会称为这是一个厕所之争。
It's going to be interesting when we have guys who say, I'm a girl playing on the women's teams. We'll see what happens.
我们可能会看到有男生说我是女生，所以我要去参加和女生一起参加活动。
So we need to understand some of these terms that are being thrown around in the public now.
所以让我们来看一下现在这些专有名词在现在新闻当中的一些意思。
So I don't want to spend a lot of time going through the terminology here. You can look at the slide for yourself. You can look it up online later.
这里我就不详细的讲了，你们就可以看这个幻灯片，或者是你们可以上网去查一下。
The most important thing to understand from what's happening in the United States right now are the three key lies that are being pushed on the country, and in particular on school children now.
现在在美国有三大谎言，然后特别是针对学校，特别是针对在上学的孩子们。
Lie number one is that your biology, in other words, whether you're born male or female, and your gender, male or female, are not the same thing.
谎言之一是说，你的生来的生理的性别和你的心理上的性别是不是一件事情。
For thousands of years of human history, people have never really believed this before.
在历史上，人们并不相信这样的说法。
For thousands of years, if you're born a boy, you're a boy. If you're born a girl, you're a girl.
历来都是，你如果生来是个男孩，你就是个男孩；如果你生来是个女孩，你就是个女孩。
Now, all of a sudden, we are told, unquestionably, that is no longer true.
但是现在我们所知道的，好像这已经不再是这样子了。
That's lie number one, and it's the foundation of a lot of the stuff that we're going to see next.
这是谎言，第一个谎言，这也是我们之后所要讲的谎言的一个基础。
By the way, this idea only started running around in universities about 30 years ago.
这样的一个想法大概在30年前就在大学当中被谈及到。
Now it's being told as this is the absolute truth.
现在我们被告知说这样的想法其实是真实的。
Again, I don't have the time to go through the terminology here. You can read what's on the slide. You can look it up later. Also, I'll be glad to discuss this with you afterwards.
同样的这里的专有名词的一些解释我就不详细说了，你们可以网上查，也可以读一下幻灯片，我也很欢迎你们会后跟我一起讨论。
But you better get used to this word transgender because you are going to hear it a lot.
你们最好这边注意一下这里用 transgender, 因为我们之后会谈到很多这里是指跨性别。
I was wondering what the Chinese translation for that is. So it's just transgender.
跨性别。
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, lie number two. The statement now is,You can be born with a gender that does not match your biology. Remember lie number one. Your biology and your gender are not the same. Lie number two is those things may not match.
这里第二个谎言是说你可能心理上的性别会与你生来的生理上的性别是不同的。大家也可以大家要记得第一个谎言是说生理性别和心理的性别不是一件事情。
And lie number three is your personal gender depends on your feelings.
第三个谎言说的是你的性别取决于你的感受。
And that's what you see in the official definition here.
这里你可以从这里专业名词的解释来可以看出。
You feel the need to live that way. You feel the need to live as a different sex than you were born as.
在解释中提到说，你感觉到需要用另一种性别的方式来生活。
So let's sum this up.
我们来总结一下。
If you're born a boy, but you feel you're a girl, then your gender's a girl.
如果你生来是个男孩，但你觉得你是个女孩，那你就是个女孩。
If you're born a girl, but you feel that you're a boy, then your gender's a boy.
如果你生来是个女孩，但你觉得你是个男孩，那你就是个男孩。
If your feelings change, then your gender changes.
当你的感觉改变的时候，你的性别也改变了。
There's an official term that's given to this, and you don't have to translate this if it's too hard. The term that's been given to this is called gender fluidity. Get used to that one, too. Means it changes all the time. Your gender is like water, okay? Changes all the time.
性别好像是像一个液体一样，它就是一直在流动的，不断的可以改变。
So your biology, what you're born as, does not matter in this issue.
所以你出生时候的性别不再重要了。
You can change your gender any time.
你可以随时改变你的性别。
You know, had a bad night's sleep, woke up this morning. Today I feel like a girl.
就好像你，好像你今天昨天晚上没睡好，然后第二天醒来觉得说，好像我是个女孩，我感觉自己是个女孩。
You know, I like to have Starbucks in the morning. After my Starbucks, maybe I'll feel like a guy again.
好像我去星巴克，然后要了一杯咖啡，觉得我自己是个男孩了，那我就是个男孩。
So the bottom line is, you are now freed from the limits of your body, of your biology.
结果就是你不再受到你生理上的局限。
Doesn't matter what you were born as.
你生来是男是女都不再重要了。
You get to decide.
你可以自己做决定。
And by the way, I noticed some of you found this funny, but unfortunately,This is very serious because this is now the official policy of the United States government and every single public school in the entire country. And be warned, it's soon going to be throughout the entire world.
你们可能会觉得可笑，然后有一些美国政府已经规定，对学校做了规定，并且这些规定可能以后就会向全世界都会看到。
By the way,you know, it's interesting to compare this argument versus the argument that was used for gay marriage.
像这些言论可能也会被用在同性婚姻上面。
The central argument there, in case anyone has forgotten, was that some people are born gay and there is no way that can ever change.
你们大家可能会听到有说同性恋是生来就有的。
Now, doesn't matter what you were born as.
但现在，你生来是怎么样都已经不重要了。
So which one is it?
那到底哪个是真的呢？
The official policy of the United States government now is that it's both.
美国政府说这两个都是真的。
Okay, why does this matter?Why is this spiritual war?
为什么说这是属灵的征战呢？
Here's why. Because God's the creator.
这是为什么？这是上帝是创造天地万物的主。
You either believe that or you don't.
你可以相信或者选择不相信。
And human beings, every single one of us, are created the way God intended.
我们每个人都是神所创造的。
You either believe that or you don't.
你可以相信，你可以选择相信，也可以选择不相信。
But the lie that we just talked about says that we can now be free of the way we were created.
但是我们上面所说的那些谎言，称人们可以不受所创造出来的形式所限制。
We get to recreate ourselves.
我们可以自己重新创造我们自己。
That's why a lot of times in this discussion and these gender issues, you hear the word identity used a lot.
所以在这些前面性别的一些争论当中，我们可以听到很多的一种自我认同很多。
This is about people rising up and saying, I get to decide who and what I am.
所以很多人都会站出来说，我决定我自己要成为什么样的。
Beyond biology.
无论生理上生来是如何。
Beyond how I was created.
无论我生来是怎么被创造出来的。
And so this denies God as the creator.
所以这就否认了神是创造天地万物的神。
It rejects God's authority as the creator.To determine who and what you should be.
这也拒绝了神的权柄，相反人就有权利来定义，他们自己的身份。
And instead, it assigns that authority to us, to human beings.
这也拒绝了神, 对人的, 权柄。
Every single one of us gets to be God.
我们每个人都可以成为神。
And that replaces God with man.
这可以将人来代替了神。
And that is rebellion against God.
这是对神最终极的悖逆。
That's why it's spiritual war.
所以说我们有属灵的战争。
By the way, this issue of recreating yourself does not stop with gender.
这样的一个争论对性别的一个争论并不仅仅停在这里。
These are people over in Great Britain. They've decided that at least some of the time they are puppies.
这里的图片是 在英国有人他们就宣称他们自己在有时他们可以他们自己是小狗。
And they're arguing that their rights need to be recognized also.
他们也声称说他们的权利要受到保护。
This person first decided that instead of the man he was born as, he is a woman, and then later he decided he's a female dragon.
下面这张图是一个男人，他一开始宣称他自己是个女人，并且之后又决定说自己是个女性的龙。
By the way, that's not makeup. He's had his face and body surgically altered.
看这张图，他的脸上其实并不是化妆的，他其实做了很多整形的手术。
What you see here is a natural result of replacing God with man.
你这里可以看到的是，将人来代替替代神的一个例子。
Only God can provide us with meaning.
只有神能给我们带来人生的意义。
Only God can provide us with purpose.
只有神能告诉我们活着的目的是什么。
When we turn away from God, we're truly lost.
当我们远离神的时候，我们是真的会迷失。
These people are not to be laughed at. These people need help.
这些人并，我们不应该去取笑这些人，他们需要帮助。
But as part of Satan's plan, under the new rules, you're not even allowed to go to these people and tell them that they need help.
由于撒旦，然后我们甚至都不能到那些人面前去告诉他们，他们需要帮助。
That would be disrespecting their identity choice, and it would be a hate crime.
我们如果这么做的话，就会好像是否认了他们自我的认同，然后会被认为是邪恶的。
So what do we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
And by the way, it doesn't stop with adults.
我们这个并不仅仅局限在成年人。
So this is a school policy statement from Fort Worth, Texas, their public school system.
这是在一个德克萨斯Fort Worth的公立学校。
They decided this about 3 months ago.
在3个月前他们做了以下这些规定。
I don't want to go through all of these, but I do want to point out this one that says, schools will keep the student's gender identity secret from their parents.
我就不一详述了，这边但是要指出的是第二条，说学校对学生自我性别的认同要对家长保密。
And also, schools do not tell parents that a child is undergoing gender transitioning.
并且学校不会告诉家长孩子正在改变他自己的性别的认同。
This is the official policy.
这是他们学校的一个公文的规定。
This is not in California. This is in Texas.
这不是在加州，这是在德克萨斯州。
Parents, I sincerely ask you, is this what you want for your children?
在座的各位父母，我 这真的是你们想要的吗?
You can see who's decided to assume the role as spiritual guide here.
你可以在这里可以看到谁是这里所谓的决定有决定权的人。
You can see who's decided to assume the role of parent.
这边你可以看到到底是谁来决定家长在孩子生命生活当中的角色。
It's the school system.
这是学校的系统有这样的权利。
And you as the parent aren't even supposed to know because it's none of your business.
你们作为家长，你们都没有权利去知道孩子的情况，因为跟你们这些跟你们无关。
Once you hand your child over to the school system owns your child.
如果当把你孩子送去学校的时候，学校决定了你的孩子的，你把权全都交给了学校。So
I ask again, is this what you want for your children?
所以我再问一遍，这是不是你们所想要看到的？
By the way, there was a news item that just came out this weekend. The Seattle school system has decided that they're going to begin teaching this gender stuff to kindergartners.
也就是在这个周末，在华盛顿州，他们做出了一个规定，就是在孩子幼儿园的时候就开始来教他们有关于性别方面的知识。
There is a reason for these policies.
这些政策出台是有原因的。
The push is on to get children as young as 5 years old, 7 years old to decide, are you really a boy or are you really a girl or do you want to transition?
这些政策的目的是让孩子在非常小的时候，哪怕只有五岁的时候，就让他们去思考并决定他们是想要成为男孩还是女孩还是跨性别。
You know, I'm sorry, when I was 5 years old, it was hard for me to figure out what I wanted for lunch.
在我五岁的时候，我甚至都不知道我要去看些什么。And
there's already been plans for surgical alterations on some children who have made this kind of decision.
甚至在医院，在医学上已经可以为这些非常小的孩子来进行手术，来改变他们的性别。I
hope this is your wake-up call.
希望这能够引起你们的注意。Because
that's what's going on right now.
因为这些都是现在进行时。But
this is a spiritual war.
但这是一个属灵的征战。
The only way to win this is to follow the way of Jesus Christ.
唯一来赢得这场征战的胜利是要通过基督耶稣。
Politicians, government are not going to fix these.
政治或者是政府都是无法解决这问题的根本。
In fact, as I've stated, the United States government is firmly in favor of all this.
就像我们刚才说的，政府它其实是非常支持这样子的一个运动。
Corporations, big companies, they're in favor of this.
公司企业也都是十分支持的。
Imagine if you are Target or Walmart.
想象一下你在Target 或者是Walmart。
Now I can sell people two whole sets of wardrobe, not just one. Clothes.
我可以给人们可以买两件衣服。
Monday you come into the store, you feel like a guy, I sell you the whole line of men's clothes.
今天你到店里，然后你觉得你是自己是神，我可以把所有的衣服都卖给你。
Tuesday you feel like a girl, I sell you the line of women's clothes.
如果今天你觉得你是个女孩，那我就把所有女孩的衣服都卖给你。
And I do that for all your kids.
我这么做是为了你的孩子。There's
a lot of money in this.
有很多的利润在里面。Surgical
alterations, doctors can make a lot of money.
改变性别的手术，医生也可以赚到很多的钱。So
there's not going to be any help from big companies.
所以你从公司企业你是得不到任何帮助的。And
particularly in America, popular opinion is in favor of these ideas.
甚至在美国, 大众的观点也是非常支持, 跨性别的。
Once the majority of Americans said, hey, gay marriage is great, this next step was easy.
当大部分人都觉得同性婚姻没有问题, 那么接下来就一切都变得很简单。
And this kind of stuff is already happening. If you say, hey, maybe there's something wrong with this, you are immediately called a hater, you are called a bigot.
所以现在已经有发生了，如果说你觉得，你声称，你觉得反你反对跨性别的话，你就会被认为是邪恶、思想狭隘的人。
There's a woman who was the head of the ACLU, that's the American Civil Liberties Union, you know how to translate all that, and she had to resign her position. She had to quit.
有一位女士，她就是因为这样的原因，她必须离开公司。
The ACLU is supposed to be an organization that stands for freedom.
她所在的那个组织，应该是支持自由，主张自由的。
Here's why she had to quit.
这是她要离开这个组织的原因。
She has two young girls.
她有两个女孩。
They were in the bathroom, public bathroom.
当他们去公用的厕所。
These grown men walked in because now you do that.
然后有男生进到了女生的公共厕所。
Her girls were scared. They were uncomfortable.
她的两个女儿都感到非常的害怕，也感到非常的不舒服。
This woman realized that where she works, she can't even say that maybe there's something wrong with this idea because my girls were uncomfortable.
她所在的公司组织，她觉得说，甚至她都不能去表达她对这样子的一个事情的一个反对，她就决定离开。
The official recommendation, and this has been repeated many times, if you feel uncomfortable about boys and girls being in the same bathroom or say same locker room, you need to be re-educated.
如果你觉得男女共用厕所，或者是共用一个，如果你感觉到不舒服的话，你应该被再教育。
And she knew she would get fired because she had questions about this policy, so she quit.
她知道，如果说她反对这样的规定的话，她就会被解雇。
And just in case you think that these kinds of things are confined only to America, don't believe that.
大家不要认为这个事情只有在美国发生。
So like I said, corporations are in favor of this.
就像我说的，公司、政府、公司企业都是非常支持这样的运动。That's
an actual commercial running in Taiwan.
这是在台湾的一个麦当劳的广告。This
stuff's going all over the world.
这个在全世界都在发生。So
don't think that you can find a place on earth to hide. You can't.
你不要觉得说在这个地球上你可以。
And that's because the real enemy is not any particular government or any particular person. The real enemy is Satan.
我们真正的敌人不是政府，不是企业，而真正的敌人是撒旦。
He's the one who put the idea out that men can replace God.
是他将人们可以替代上帝的想法植入我们的脑中。
He's done it from the very beginning.
从一开始就是。
For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
在创世纪中说到，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
That's where we are now. We've got lots of people deciding for themselves what's good and what's evil.
就像现在所发生的，人们开始自己决定什么是善，什么是恶。
The problem is, we don't do a very good job of that.
但现实是人们并不善于区分什么是善，什么是恶。
In fact, many times we get it exactly wrong.
很多时候我们做的是完全错的。
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20.
以赛亚书第五章二十节，祸哉！那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以恶以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
And this is exactly what's being done right now.
这就是现在所正在发生的。
So I hope I have helped you to see that there is actually a war between good and evil taking place right now.
现在真的有一场征战在善和与恶之间。
So how do we fight?
那我们应该怎么去战斗呢？
You need a strategy.
我们需要一个策略。
You need to understand how the enemy operates.
我们也要了解我们的敌人的策略是什么。
So tomorrow is the anniversary of D-Day.The invasion of France by the Allies in World War II.
明天是D-Day, 是法国诺曼底登陆在第二次世界大战中的纪念日。
This battle had to be won if Hitler was going to be defeated.
这是希特勒战败的一个关键的点。
In order for this to be won, footholds had to be established on the Normandy beaches.
要赢得这场战斗，必须在这个诺曼底的海滩上面建立立足点。
There, 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 and there. If Germany was successful.In destroying those beachheads or footholds, the invasion would fail.
如果当时德军把这四个立足点逐一攻破的话，那么这场战斗就盟军就不会取得胜利。
And they had the ability to do it.
德军确实有这样的能力去做。
Right there is a whole division of tanks.That were waiting and ready to attack the invaders.
在右下角那个是德军的步兵师，有很多坦克在那里。
But Hitler hesitated. He did not use those tanks.
但是希特勒犹豫了，他并没有下令调动这些坦克。
The reason was that he was tricked.
原因是他被蒙欺骗了。
Hitler was convinced that the invasion was actually going to happen over here instead of down here.
他当时被欺骗了，他认为当时盟军的进攻是从右边的加莱海峡，而不是左下角的诺曼底海滩。
He believed that General Patton, who had a fake army built up here,was going to invade right there.
他当时认为巴顿正在组建一个军队要从加莱那里进攻。
So Hitler did not eliminate the foothold because he was deceived. He was tricked.
所以希特勒当时他犹豫了，他并没有去决定去消灭在诺曼底的那些诺曼底的进攻，因为他被欺骗了。
Satan does the same thing.
撒旦也会做同样的事情。
He tries to deceive us so that he can get a foothold.
撒旦也会试着来欺骗我们，然后他能够建立一个立足点。
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for you are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin.Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4:25-27.
以弗所书第四章二十五节到二十七节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话， 因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
All the things I've underlined are key parts of the battle plan that God has given us to prevent Satan from getting a foothold.
这里我画了下划线的是就是神给我们的计划，让我们如何告诉我们该如何与撒旦做斗争。
And Satan will use deception and tricks to try to get us to not do each one of these things.
而撒旦会试图来蒙蔽我们让我们不去按照神的计划来做。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Ephesians 4:14-15.
以弗所书第四章十四节到十五节，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端推，唯用爱心说话，说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Right there, speaking the truth in love. That's how you keep Satan from getting a foothold.
这里所说的用爱心说诚实话，这是你可以来阻，这可以用来阻止撒旦来建立他的立足点。
But another powerful weapon against Satan is prayer.
来对抗撒旦另外一个武器就是通过祷告。
Just like Hitler could have stopped the invasion by attacking with his tanks, we can fight against Satan's foothold by using prayer.
就像希特勒可以用他的坦克来阻止那场入侵，我们也可以用祷告来与对抗撒旦。
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Ephesians 6:18.
以弗所书第六章十八节，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。以弗所书。
Sorry.Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
雅各书第四章第 七节，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Too many times we reverse this.
很多时候我们把颠倒了过来。
We submit ourselves to the devil and we resist God.
我们让自己顺服魔鬼，然后来抵挡神。
Don't do that. Don't surrender.
不要这么做。
Surrender yourself to God.
要顺服神。
And resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
So, there was a famous battle during World War II. It was called the Battle of the Bulge.
在二次世界大战当中有一个非常著名的战役叫突出部之役。
So Germany was trying to counterattack against the successful invasion in December of 1944.
在1944年12月希特勒德军开始准备反击，试图将盟军战线一分为二。
And the plan was simple, split the opposing forces.
就是要将盟军的战线分裂开来。
Satan uses the same strategy.
撒旦也会用同样的策略。
You win by dividing the enemy.
通过分裂敌人来取得胜利。
He tries to separate us from God.
要试图将我们与神分离。
And he tries to divide the church. He tries to separate Christians.
他也将教会与教会分离。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
在创世纪三章八节， 天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中躲避耶和华神的面。
So right after sinning, Adam and Eve were separated or divided from God. They couldn't be with him anymore.
亚当和夏娃与神分隔开来，他们不能和神在一起了。
They wanted to hide from him.
他们要躲避耶和华。
The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
So here, Adam blames both God and Eve at the same time and separates himself from both. Nice job.
撒旦在这亚当把责任都推卸到了神和夏娃的身上。
So, the biggest problem is us being separated from God. The only way to remove the sin that separates us from God is through faith in Jesus Christ.
罪将我们与神分开，但是从罪中脱离的唯一方法就是要通过基督耶稣。
That's where everything has to start. If you're not going to put your trust in Jesus Christ, you cannot fight against the devil.
如果说你不能把你自己交给基督耶稣的话，那就不能与战胜撒旦。
But even among Christians, we can have problems.
即使是基督徒，我们都会面临很多问题。
I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, factions, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder.
哥林多后书12:20，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、诽谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。
Many, many churches have been divided exactly this way.
许多教会都因此而分裂。
And sadly, Chinese churches seem to be especially good at it.
可悲的是，华人教会，有发生很多这样的事情。
But I'm telling you, we don't have time for this kind of stuff.
告诉你们的是，我们并没有很多的时间来。
There's a war on.
因为我们正在，一个属灵的战争当中。
Are you willing to put aside all this stuff?
你们愿意不去做这些因为这些事情
or will you let it divide us?
还是让这些事情来分裂我们。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built upUntil we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head,That is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
以弗所书第四章11-16，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，会要成为全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各安其各安各职，安着照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So from what we just read, the key things are reaching unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子。
This is what we have to have. We have to have unity in faith in Christ.
所以我们要在基督里同归于一。
We have to have unity in what we believe.
要在信仰上同归于一。
And we have to have unity in Christ's likeness.
在基督的样式里同归于一。
So, the commander of the D-Day invasion was General Eisenhower.
同盟军的最高指挥官当时是德怀特·艾森威尔将军。
And the big thing is, there was absolutely no question about who was in command. He was.
所以当时毫无质疑的是他是最高的指挥官。
So these are the two most famous generals on the Allied side. Field Marshal Montgomery and General Patton.
英军和美军的最高指挥官一个是 Bernard Montgomery 还有乔治巴顿将军。
These guys did not like each other.
他们两个私下相处并不是非常愉快。
But they were able to work together.
但是他们却能够合作。
And that's because they followed orders.
是因为他们听从指挥。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
以弗所书第5章23节到24节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
So I think this is a good example because we can and have spent forever arguing about what this says about husbands and wives.
我们不能一直都在争论说丈夫和妻子的关系。
And because of that, most times people miss the parts that I've underlined here.
人们有时候就会忽略掉我这里划下划线的部分。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
The church submits to him.
教会顺服基督。
That's the important part about this passage.
这是这一段经节最重要的部分。
So, will we act like this? Will we really believe and act like Christ is the head of the church?
我们是不是真的能够做到基督是教会的头？
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书第5章21节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Our unity has to be in Jesus.
我们要在基督耶稣里同归于一。
And back to the D-Day invasion, that required a lot of different groups working together for the victory.
回到当我们谈到的多曼底登陆的那一天，每一个团队都有他们自己的分工。One
group was the paratroopers. These guys parachuted in, and they knew most of them were going to die.
其中的一个团队就是当时的空降兵，他们知道。 很多人都不会在战争当中活着回来。But
they were willing to accept the sacrifice.
但是他们愿意为了战斗的胜利而牺牲他们自己。What
sacrifice are we willing to accept?
我们又愿意牺牲什么来为了取得胜利呢？
So, another part of the invasion was building these bridges so they could get tanks and trucks onto the beaches.
这战斗中的一部分就是要工程师们建造很多临时的桥梁和港口，为了坦克和车辆能够在登陆后通过海滩。
That was behind the scenes, but it was equally important for the victory.
这是 这也是这场胜利当中的关键之一，虽然它并不是那战争当中的核心。
What are we willing to do behind the scenes for the church?
我们在教会当中，又愿意担任什么样的角色呢？
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
以弗所书第四章十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
God's given each one of us different roles.
神在教会当中让我们担任不同的角色。
Are we willing to work together?
我们是否愿意互相合作？
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
以弗所书第四章一到六节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与门招的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们门招同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
This can be the hard part. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
这是可能是非常难做到的，就是忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
But that's how you can have the victory.
但因此你才能够取得胜利。
So, a lot of Christians think that we're on a cruise ship, and Jesus is the captain, and he's supposed to give us a nice vacation.
许多基督徒会认为我们好像是坐在一个游轮上，基督是我们的船长，带领我们享受一次非常美好的行程。
That's not where we are.
但这并不是真的。
We've got to be ready for spiritual combat.
我们必须要为属灵的争斗做准备。
And Jesus is the commander.
基督是我们的指挥官。
If we follow his orders, then we can resist evil and stand for truth.
如果我们能够遵守他的指令，我们就能够抵挡邪恶，为真理而战。
So are you willing to make Christ the head of your life?
你是否愿意让基督成为你人生的头？
Are you willing to make Christ the head of your family?
你是否愿意让基督成为你家庭的头？
Are you willing to make Christ the head of your church?
你是否愿意让基督成为你教会的头？
Are you willing to obey his commands?
你是否愿意遵守他的诫命？
Are you willing to sacrifice to follow him?
你是否愿意跟随他不惜任何代价？
Are you willing to trust in his strength and not in yours?
你是否愿意依靠他的大能而不是你自己的能力？
And is your hope in this world or in the next?
你的盼望是在天上还是在地上？
Are you ready?
你做好准备了吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would help us to truly make Christ the head of our lives.
Oh, 神啊，真的，我们请求你能够成为我们，成为我们的头。
And we ask that you would prepare us and strengthen us for spiritual combat.
Oh, 神啊，你能给我们力量，让我们，能够在属灵的争斗中取得胜利。
Help us to stand for the truth of Jesus Christ.
能够让我们有力量为真理而战。
And help us to stand for the truth of your holy word.
能够为有力量，然后为你而战。
And we just pray that you would help us to pray.
能够帮助我们，帮助我们祷告。
And help us to follow your commands and to rely on your strength.
能够让我们来跟随你，然后借着你给我们的力量。
And help us with all our heart to love you and to love our neighbors.
让我们能够全，让我们来全心来爱你，然后也爱彼此。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.